B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey, Nicole, how can we help you?
So I went on a date with this guy who I really like. Mm-hmm. His name's Preston. He was just, like, very cool. We super hit it off. I had a really great time, and then he's just been, like, completely MIA, and I don't know why.
Okay, so let's talk about this great time. What happened?
I honestly don't know. Like, my coworker kind of set us up. I guess he told him that I was cute. He was a buddy of his. And, like, yeah, we went out for dinner. Like, it was chill. I really liked the guy. The conversation was easy. Like, and then at the end, we kind of were like, oh, yeah, let's meet up again. And it just, he completely ghosted. I have no idea.
Is there anything you think you did that turned him off? If put it this way, if you had to bet money on what you did wrong, what would you bet on?
I didn't do anything crazy. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe I talked too much. I really don't know.
These are my favorite. When the person is just clueless as to what they did wrong. Okay, well, we'll try and give this guy a call for you next, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, I have no idea.
Hello?
Hi, is this Preston?
Yeah, this is him.
Oh, perfect. Preston, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Please don't hang up. I can explain why we're calling you. I can explain how we got your phone number and everything. It's all good. We got your phone number from a young lady who you know, gonna tell you her name. She thinks that you and her have a chemistry, so she would love to take you out on a date so you guys can, you know, see if you hit it off. And the reason we're calling you is because we're willing to pay for that date, and we'll let you choose the place anytime you want to. Just let us know. We'll reserve everything just so you and this lady can get to know each other better and see if you hit it off. So basically, it's a win-win situation. Like, at the absolute worst, you feel like you and her don't have a chemistry, but you still have a good meal.
I have no idea what's going on
Okay.
Right now.
I know, that was a lot.
That was a lot of information. Okay, let's just start off. I'm going to tell you the girl's name.
Okay,
so her name is Nicole, and she said you guys went out before. She would love to go out with you again because she feels like you hit it off on your date.
Oh, my God, dude. I don't really feel comfortable. Am I in the air with this, by the way?
No. I mean, she called us up, so we're calling you on her behalf. And, you know, again, you don't have to do it, but if it's a no, can you tell us so we can tell her? She seems very confused.
I mean, I don't really feel comfortable talking about this at all. Actually, dude, I gotta go. I'm at work, dude. I gotta go.
Can you just real quick, just let us know what it is. Like, she just was very confused, and she would like some sort of closure.
Oh, my God. Dude, here's the thing. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm telling you this. Mm-hmm. So I showed up to my buddy's work, and like, there was this very cute girl, super fine. And I asked my friend, I was like, "Hey, man, can you hook that up? Is she single? Do you know anything about her?" And he shows up a couple days later with her number, and we started messaging. It was great. It was awesome. We hit it off. And then I showed up to a date. We made a date, and dude, the girl on the date was just a total rhino. Like, it wasn't even the same girl. My buddy's a dick, and we f*** with each other all the time.
Stop it.
Nicole's
it.
On the phone
oh my
right
God.
Now.
Like,
she heard what you said.
Bro?
Wait, you said Nicole's on the phone,
I don't
and she
think
heard
he gets
what you
what's
just
going
said about
on.
Her. She heard you call her a rhino.
Yeah, hello.
But
Preston, I'm on the phone. God.
Are you saying that your friend did that on purpose?
Yeah, I mean, this feels. I had no idea that you had this girl. I have no idea what this is right now, but yeah, it was a prank. It was just a goof. And
dude, you're disgusting. Like, that's disgusting.
Look, first of all, I'm not disgusting. This wasn't my prank. Like, you're disgusting, and B, it was my buddy Tony.
Really?
Really?
Dude, why are you so mean?
I'm not trying to be. Look, it was just a joke. Like, it's not, it was his idea. I didn't do this.
Okay, well,
you're a very nice person, and I'm sorry, like, but like.
Well, you don't have to be
you're
evil.
Big.
Also, like, your children, like, grow the f*** up. Like, how old are we, dude?
We had a fine time on the date. I was not a dick in person. I felt really weird and blindsided. But, like, honestly, I mean, I've got standards. Like, it's just, we're not gonna, there's not gonna be a second date, I don't think, on my end. Because, I mean, I got,
well,
yeah.
Clearly, that's why you're still single, dude. Like, there's not gonna be a second date on my end either. And, like, good f***ing luck finding anyone else who wants to date your ass.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, listen, when two cheaters start a relationship with each other, you just know. You just know it's going to end up with them talking to us. So listen at 610, okay?
You're going to learn
something with the second date update on the 10th.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.